Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. We have a couple of things to cover today, so let's get into it. The first thing being the photography results, Lantography screenshots that shined the brightest. They posted this on their social media again, saying they have the results, and this time the post actually has the results, and the post has been updated. So let's get let's take a look. They said, to help celebrate, thanks for sharing the light. To help celebrate Lantern Fest, we asked you capture screenshots in island locale celebrating the event. Here are some of our favorite Lantography shots from the community. Each submitter of the below screenshots will receive a code for Cameo Needs Loot emoticon via Twitter's direct message. These winners will need to set their direct message to open on Twitter to receive a message from Fortnite game Twitter account containing the code. And again, just some great screenshots in here. Got some, you know, just really cool lights. Your lantern stuff that was themed for this. So definitely go check this blog post out if you're not watching on YouTube. That way you can take a look at some of these pictures yourself. They say, thank you all for sharing the light in Lantography. Now, let's look at our next blog post. Experience the music and fashion of Coachella in Fortnite. Oh, the sounds and fashion of Coachella Music and Arts Festival come to Fortnite from now till May 16th. Turn to Icon Radio in your joyride vehicle for a lineup of artists featured in Coachella 2022. And just as the festival itself lasts two weekends, this weekend and next, we'll see the drop of new Coachella-themed items in the item shop. Hear Coachella artists on Icon Radio. Icon Radio will air songs from over 30 artists featured in Coachella 2022. While driving around in battle, turn to Icon Radio to add good vibes to your side. Again, it's just so cool that Epic and Fortnite is able to do collaborations like this, and you know, big collaborations. Open the pit with Wilder and Lyric, dropping on Thursday, April 14th. Hey, that's now at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is already out then, as of this recording anyways, are the first wave of Coachella items. This wave includes the Wilder and Lyric outfit plus matching accessories for each. Speaking of wave, the matching accessories for the Wilder outfit are the shark-based fin-fin back bling included with the outfit and the neon biter pickaxe and fin-fin flare wrap. The Wilder outfit comes with the Cosmic Equalizer alt style, which is reactive to music. That looks pretty cool, actually. With the Lyric outfit, go C-sharp with the cactus Swaguaro back bling included with the outfit and add some strings with the Electric Festival Shredder pickaxe. Both are reactive to music. Like the Wilder outfit, the Lyric outfit comes with the reactive Cosmic Equalizer alt style. I gotta say, that one looks cool as well. Not gonna lie, I like that guitar. I really like that guitar pickaxe. let's see here. The Wilder outfit plus fin back bling, Lyric outfit, Swaguaro back bling, neon biter pickaxe, festival shredder pickaxe, and fin flare wrap are available individually or together in the Rocking at Coachella bundle. Raise your voice with Alto and Poet. The second wave of items drop on Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. This wave includes the Alto and Poet outfits, both music reactive and matching accessories for each. Living the front row lifestyle, Alto's matching accessories are the festive music reactive sonic vibes back bling included with the outfit and tropical softest electro palm pickaxe. Matching the boldness of Poet, Put on the otherworldly Cosmonautic helmet backbling included with the outfit. Make a point with the Tactical Crusher pickaxe and be a star with the main stage wrap. That's a pretty cool looking one. The Alto outfit, Sonic Vibes backbling, Poet outfit with the Cosmonautic helmet backbling, Softest Electropalm pickaxe, Tactical Crusher pickaxe. The main stage wrap are available individually or together in the Dancing at Coachella bundle. This bundle additionally includes the Enter the Coachellaverse loading screen. Good vibes photography. So Coachella is all about being yourself, so keep the good vibes going, doing just that. In our latest photography, share screenshots of you celebrating in Fortnite as if you're at a party or festival. You can share your screenshots with the hashtag photography hashtag on Twitter and or the photography post flare on Fortnite Battle Royale Reddit. We'll be highlighting some of our favorite in a blog post on April 29th, Eastern. They put the Eastern there. They didn't put the time. They just say Eastern. Okay. Awesome. Okay, that is the news that we have for today. Let's go ahead and take a look at these LTMs that we can play. Solid Gold, Freaky Flights, City Survival, or City Zombie Survival, Tilted Zone Wars, 500 Level Candy Parkour, Summer House Prop Hunt, Sniper vs. Runner Adventure, Chop a Bed Wars Tycoon, Frontal Crashes Boost Cars, Red vs. Blue Rumble, 350 Level Default Death Run, FFA Box Fight and Zone War, Heaven, Party Royale, of course, Zombie Island Gold Rush, True Town Zone Wars, Custom Team Zone Wars 32 players, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's take a look at the quest. It's Thursday. That means we got ourselves a new set of quests. Week 4 quests here. Accept a bounty from a bounty board within 30 seconds of landing. Catch or collect a thermal fish, just one. Deal damage to opponents with a harvesting tool, 75. Eliminate IO forces within a single match, 3 of them. You need to get seconds of airtime after being hit by a shockwave grenade, 3 in total. Travel in the air with a jetpack, 100 meters it looks like. Visit gas stations in a battle bus, 3 gas stations. And that's all the quests for this week. We'll go over some tips on how to get those done throughout the rest of the week. For now, let's head over to the item shop and see what we have in the item shop today. We still have our Easter themed items here, all of them, so check that out. The sunflower outfit is here for 800, match point outfit for 800, the bim bam boom emote for 500, Cliffhanger Harvesting Tool for 800, the Free Mix Emote for 500, the Staff Stand Emote for 200, Sunflower Outfit for 800. Oh, I said that one already. We got the Henchman Bundle with the Shadow Enforcer Outfit and Ghost Enforcer Outfit for 1,200. That's 400 off. The Shadow Enforcer Outfit is 800. The Ghost Enforcer Outfit is 800. The Kaz Skellington outfit is 1,200. We get the Rocking at Coachella bundle, which we just read the blog post for, which has the Lyric outfit, Happy Coachella, Sphagoro back bling, statistically or statically charged with good vibes. The Wilder outfit, let's open this pit up. Fin Fin back bling, double the fin. The Festival Shredder Harvesting Tool, perfect for shredding solos or duos or squads. Again, that's a really cool looking guitar. You know, I've been playing a guitar since I was a young teenager, and I always loved having, you know, non-traditional shaped guitars. So I really like this one. We got the Neon Biter Harvesting Tool in this as well. Light up the deep end and the Finn Flair wrap. This all comes together for $2,800. That's $2,300 off the total. That's a pretty good deal. The Lyric outfit with the Sugoro back bling itself is $1,500. Looks like it has the normal style with the sunglasses off, the festival chic, which is just sunglasses off, and then the cosmic equalizer, which again, your hair turns white, eyes are white, purple skin, and then you got like a reactive music going on your body as well. Pretty cool. Again, $1,500. The Wilder outfit with the Finn back bling is $1,500. Also, it's going to have this selectable style, the regular default style, and then the Cosmic Equalizer, where it's reactive with the music, which looks pretty cool. The Festival Shredder harvesting tool is $800. The Neon Biter harvesting tool is $800. The Finn Flair wrap is $500. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, another tip today. I just remember that earlier in the season, it was a lot of talk about the tanks in the Discord. Okay, I haven't seen as many complaints about it lately, so maybe everybody has figured out how to deal with them. But you know, another thing that helps out, because one of the things I always mentioned was, you know, just keeping your distance, shooting the batteries in the back, that way you could disable it pretty quick and it wouldn't be too hard for me to take it down, as long as you were keeping a distance, shooting out the tracks so it would be harder for it to move, and then angling yourself to get some shots of the battery in the back to take it down even faster. Well, the other thing you can do to take it down even faster is at the front of the tank, there's actually like a box on the front. It's a different color from the rest of the tank, but that's where the driver sits themselves, and you can actually shoot that box that they are sitting in, and it will break open, and then it leaves the driver exposed. And when they're driving, they can't really defend themselves. I mean, the only thing they can do is shoot the missiles. But again, if you are at a distance, you're going to be hard to hit, so you can keep your distance and then just take some easy shots on a person who can't actually fire bullets back. They can just shoot those missiles that are going to be hard to hit you with at from a distance. So that's what I would do, on top of the tips that we've talked about before, is breaking that box open and then just hitting some easy headshots on a person who's just sitting still there in the tank. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.